It's so easy for mindfulness to drift, for mindfulness to wander. And the tendency, of course, is to be going out to, you know, whether it's going out to sensual desire, going out to something pleasurable, delightful, interesting, that sense of seeking an object, that then is your one's getting the stimulation from that external object, some sense, the sort of the hit of sensual delight in some way, the pleasure, and that and we find ourselves in that situation of over and over again of seeking the pleasant, because that's the more apparent way out of suffering. That's the more apparent way out of boredom. That's the more apparent way out of our sense of lassitude. It's so easy to sometimes either be sink into either be fed up, bored, have a this sense of lassitude of mind where it's not, just don't want to put the energy out, and it's looking to sensuality, to to do something, to be, get involved in something, to feel alive. And that's where we have to really bring the breath to mind, to bring the attention to the body, to the breathing, to the awareness within, so that we're not sort of seeking our justification for existence in sensual objects, because that is a we tend it's a dead end. It doesn't ever really satisfy. It is gratifying and exciting and it's pleasurable, but satisfaction is a different thing. For the mind to feel satisfied, to feel content within itself, to actually feel happy within itself, and that's the to not be overwhelmed by suffering, even in the most sort of subtle shades of suffering, discontent, dissatisfaction, and realizing that that's the that's what the Buddha is pointing to, that we can come to a place, an abiding in non-suffering. So to be taking that, say, choosing that option on each in-breath and each out-breath, and challenging oneself, encouraging oneself, giving the opportunity to oneself to experience that. I think that sense of really creating a question in the mind, or a challenge in the mind. Can I just pay attention to this in breath and this out breath, and really giving oneself that opportunity, giving oneself that challenge. Again, it's so easy to drift. So that's and then one's doing that, one's renewing the practice each moment, rather than waiting for the results to come. waiting for the crescendo, the peak experience. It's just really, again, that is your laying that foundation.